Today we are going to read from Apostle's letter to Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 11 through 13. I read from NASB, New American Standard Bible. Verse 11. It is a trustworthy statement. For if we died with him, here he means Jesus Christ, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. We consider 2 Timothy along with Titus, the last letter written by Apostle Paul toward the end of his earthly life. He had run the course. He had fought a good fight, and he had kept the faith the Lord Jesus gave him. What made him so faithful, ran all his earthly courses, and made him keep fighting a good fight? Because, like this, today's chosen text, verse 11, it is a trustworthy statement. Most scholars agree upon one point, that this is a kind of first century Christian confessional hymnal, verses 11 through 13, kind of all and whole truth of Jesus Christ, who made perfect confession before Pontius Pilate. All truth about Jesus. For if we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Such a beautiful, trustworthy statement indeed. It's all about our Lord Jesus Christ. Upon such truth, Apostle Paul stood firm, steadfast. His faith rooted upon this basic trustworthy confession, all about Jesus Christ. It is the character, nature of our Lord Jesus Christ. He cannot be changed. He cannot be influenced by any human beings. Now, Apostle Paul, his relationship with Jesus Christ is well secured. Eternal glory is prepared for him. The crown of righteousness is prepared for him. And he said, not only for me, for those who earnestly, lovingly desire for his appearing from heaven. You and I, we earnestly, lovingly desire the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ at the last judgment day. That was Apostle Paul's confession before our Lord Jesus Christ at the end of his earthly life. His relationship with Jesus Christ is well secured. How about you? How about me? Our relationship with Jesus Christ is also well secured and deeply rooted upon such truth of Jesus Christ. In same chapter 2, Apostle Paul lovingly advised and commended his spiritual son Timothy, saying, "You and I, we are enlisted, drafted into battlefield. Our commander-in-chief is Jesus Christ. So we disregard all our private life. We are ready all the more to please him who called us to serve in that spiritual battlefield." Against that backdrop, Apostle Paul saying, verse 8, "Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, descendant of David, according to my gospel, for which I suffer hardship as spiritual mission field, battlefield, enlisted soldier of God. I suffer hardship, even to imprisonment as a criminal. But I never became deserter because I was scared of death. No, I never became deserter. Instead, I suffered hardship for my caller, my commander-in-chief. So, even to imprisonment as a criminal, I suffered. Verse 10, I endured all things for the sake of those who are chosen, elect, so that they, the elect, also may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory." Salvation, eternal glory, the chosen one, but they have not heard the gospel. For them, I endured all hardship because that's my mission field, that's my spiritual battle line. Because I'm called to preach gospel those who are from eternity predestinated to be chosen to become children of God. But unless they hear me preach, how they could be converted? So I was called spiritual soldier, proclaimer of gospel. So I endured all things for the sake of those who were chosen before the foundation of the world, so that they may also obtain, like myself, the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. All about Jesus Christ. That's content of my gospel. That's what Apostle Paul, he commended, he encouraged spiritual son Timothy to stand firm with him upon the basis of Jesus. Jesus' wonderful confession. Now, the such wonderful summary of this gospel is verses 1 and 11. And the following verses 12, 13 contain all about Lord Jesus. There are four ifs. Verse 11, if we died with Him. All we died with Him when God called us, miraculously converted us, made us born again by His Holy Spirit, we die to the world. We die to the sin. We die to self, self-will. So that the will of Heavenly Father may rule over our heart. We die to the worldly comfort. We die to the worldly ease of life. We die to the worldly advantage, worldly honor, worldly recognition. We die to all of that so that we will also live with Him now in our heart. Kingdom of God has come. Jesus rules in our life. Heavenly Father becomes our Father. We are controlled, ruled by heavenly kingdom's rule, not by earthly rule. Yes, spiritually. We are dead to ourselves, to the sin, to the world, to our self-will, and all worldly comfort and ease and honor, recognition upon us. We died to it. From that on, we live. We have been living with Jesus. New life. That is life in the kingdom of God, realized in our spirits. It will be fully completed upon our death, or upon Jesus' sudden second coming. Verse 12, if we endure, we will also reign with Him. It is another character of Christian soldier, like Paul, like Timothy, like yours, like mine. Christian soldier's character. We've got to endure. We've got to remain all the way to the point of death. Loyal, faithful in our Christian soldiers battle. We are right in the front battle line in our daily spiritual struggle. We've got to endure. God gives us enough, more than enough power to overcome temptation from the flesh, temptation from the world, temptation from Satan. Because God Himself is greater than all those that, with His help, with His power, we've got to endure. That is what so-called Calvinism's the last fifth point, perseverance of the saints by God's preserving power in our spirit. We can persevere even to the point of death for the honor, glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. What a trustworthy statement, truth of our Lord Jesus Christ we have firmly rooted upon. But if we deny him, the third if we deny him, Jesus also will deny us. That is severe warning, not to make us despair in our sins and mistakes. No. It is severe warning to those hypocritical believers. In Apostle Paul's days and through the centuries upon now, 21st century, still the majority is still in hypocritical condition, like Jesus' days in most Israelites in Jerusalem, Palestinian. Throughout all 20 centuries, majority are still hypocritical way, nominal believers. And Apostle Paul, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, gives us this warning, solemn threat. If we deny Jesus, Jesus also will deny us in his earthly ministry. Jesus made it very clear. I've got to quote Jesus' words directly from his mouth. Matthew chapter 10, verses 28 through all the way through 33. Verse 28, do not fear those who kill the body, but are unable to kill the soul, but rather fear God, who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a cent? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father, but the very hairs of your head, forehead, are all numbered. So do not fear. You are more valuable than many sparrows. Verse 32 especially, and 33. Therefore, everyone who confesses me, Jesus, before men, I, Jesus, will also confess him before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, out of fear of death, out of torture, out of dishonor, shame, whatever reason, whoever someone denies me, those who are called disciples, but anyone denies me before men, I will also deny him, deny her, before my Father who is in heaven. That's what exactly out of mouth of Jesus, Apostle Paul said, verse 12, if we deny Jesus, Jesus will also deny us. Now, wrapping up this wonderful, trustworthy truth, gospel, verse 13, the last of fourth if we are faithless. But Jesus remains faithful. It means Jesus will not be swayed by our influence. No human being can do anything to change God's eternal decree. Jesus' true nature and character tells us he will remain faithful. Regardless of all believers, non-believers' behavior, saying, Jesus, out of his own character, out of his own divine nature, will stay put. He remains faithful to himself. For he cannot deny himself. Eternal God, how can he change his view because of our unfaithfulness, because of our denial. No. We cannot do anything to change a bit to our eternal God, Jesus Christ. He will remain faithful to himself, his own truth. If he changes, he is not anymore God. So he cannot change himself. He cannot deny his own divinity. So if we are faithless, then we prove that we are hypocrite, not in the grace of God. That is very sad. If we find ourselves at the judgment day, found faithless. But remember, by the power of the Holy Spirit, God the Father preserve us. Even while we are weak, but we will never fall from his grace. Because our salvation based upon our faithful Savior, Advocate, Jesus Christ, not upon our faithfulness. Even our faithfulness comes from God as gift. And Holy Spirit is aiding us, helping us to preserve our precious faith in Jesus' faithfulness. So let us ask each one of us this question. My relationship, your relationship with Jesus Christ is well secured to his faithfulness? The indwelling Holy Spirit will testify to it. The indwelling Father in heaven, who comes to live in our heart, will testify to it, because it is God's eternal faithfulness regarding his own elect, chosen one's eternal life. We are secured in our relationship with Jesus based upon Jesus' unchangeable faithfulness to his own promise to us. He never lost any one of us whom God gave to him. Thank God for Jesus, for his faithfulness to keep each one of us, regardless of our failure, past failure, present failure, future failure. It's all covered under Jesus' umbrella, because he got condemned for our failure. Thank God. God gave him faith in Jesus. Thank God for Jesus' faithfulness to keep his promise. May we never deny him. May we never become faithless. May God continue rule us until all of us see him face to face. Amen.